What's good, everyone? This is Nikki, and you're listening to You Need to Hear This, a Twitter podcast, the podcast that uses 10 tweets to talk about anything and everything that involves you, me, and life, ranging from love, relationships, self-help, self-improvement, and life in general. As always, we have 10 tweets with us that we're going to talk about, and then from talking about the tweets, we actually talk about love, relationships, self-improvement, and self-help. Now, the first tweet of the day is, my subtitles, I can't hear without my subtitles. Like, it's kind of funny, but it's actually the truth. So I was like rewatching the six seasons of Empire. And let me say the truth, let me be totally honest right now. I watched every episode with a subtitle. And then the funny thing is this, it's not like I can't hear what they're saying, because I can actually hear what they're saying without a subtitle, but it feels like I can't hear what they're saying without a subtitle. And I feel like I'm already addicted to subtitles, because I don't see myself watching a movie without subtitles. And I'm sure someone out there can relate to what I'm saying, because like, I can't do it. I don't know why I can't do it, but I can't do it. I need to be hearing and also seeing. I don't know why I can't just focus on the audio. I need the visual too. So I'm sure someone out there can relate to what I'm saying, because like, I can't, don't throw my subtitles away from me. Don't snatch my subtitles away from me. Give it back to me. It belongs to me. Now, the next one is, LOL, I don't like venting. I be feeling somehow after I told all my damn business. Like, one thing with me before, like, I just met you, all right? And we just became close. Just is the main word here. And then in like 2 days, I'm already telling you about my life, telling you about my business, telling you about what's going on in my life, the shady part of my life. And I'm like, after talking to you, I'm like, damn, I talk too much. And I know that's not a bad thing and that's not a good thing, but then I feel like shit after saying everything, because I'm like, how could I just pour out my emotions, how could I just pour out my feelings to someone that I just met? I'm not even really sure we are friends. I mean, I just feel a kind of like closeness or connection to you, or maybe a fake ass connection, and then I'm really telling you about everything. So this is how a friend of mine, or should I say a classmate, and then we kind of got a little bit close. And then from there, I told her about my relationship, and she said she didn't even know I was dating then. So the next day, after telling her about, you know, my relationship and everything, the next day, someone that actually never, you know, gave my boyfriend, my ex then boyfriend, the time of the day, is actually touching him now, touching his chest, touching every part of his body. She became close to him. Now, note what I said, she doesn't talk to him before, she doesn't even acknowledge him when she sees him. Then all of a sudden, after hearing the fact that both of us are dating, or we are dating, she suddenly became close to him. That's shady, that's real shady. And then I kept telling myself this, why did I open my big mouth to this girl? Because like, what's she doing now? She's basically doing what I don't understand, because like, the moment you heard my story, that's when you became close to the dude. And that's why sometimes, and this didn't happen like this, this is not the first time it's ever happening to me, I tell someone something and then I regret immediately, because the person does something with the information I gave the person. So I know they said talk out your feelings, you know, don't let it choke you and everything, but then I am with the gang, with the group that says keep things to yourself. You'd rather talk to a stranger, talk to a therapist, please. Because you talk to someone that you deem a friend, and next moment the thing you told her is flying around, or she's using it against you, and that's a no-no for me anymore, because I'm not doing that shit anymore. And the next one is, Crocs should be $20, it's foam. Now I don't know whether $20 is expensive, because in my country we use Naira, but let me change $20 to Naira, and that's like 11,000, 10,000, 10,500, and that's expensive for a shoe. That's not exactly a shoe, a leather shoe, like, you know what I mean, a slippers. So sometimes, and then when with the whole Crocs charms now, it's so damn expensive. I know Crocs are like, you know, nice looking, they're like, you know, comfortable, you can basically wear with any outfit, joggers, you know, jeans, anything, knickers, shorts, but I still maintain Crocs should like be reduced, the price of Crocs should be reduced, because people want slippers, indoor shoes, like people want that, and then all for you to want to buy a Crocs, and it's so freaking expensive. I don't get that, because it's just, like they said, foam. So why is it so expensive? Please, anyone that knows the answer to this, should let me know, because I don't. Like, buying Crocs in my country is, like, you know, a huge thing, because it's fucking expensive. Sorry, it's freaking expensive. And the next one is, getting this money more important than having fun right now. Normally, I would agree with this, because you guys know that I love money. Like, I love money. I'm not even going to hide it. I'm not going to, you know, try to shame it or lower my voice down. I'm going to say it out loud. I love money. But then the fact that the tweet said, you know, we should abandon fun and focus on having money is like a no-no for me. Because when you are focused on getting the bag and you forget to have fun in life, you don't know when life passes you by. So I'm against that. There's nothing wrong with, you know, hustling, trying to make money, working, and still having fun. Because you might be like, you know, let me get this money first, and then afterwards, I will have fun. Let me tell you, time waits for no one. By the time you finish hustling and want to win money, nothing is ever enough. You might think, once I make, $100,000 or $10,000, I'll be fine. By the time you make $10,000, you want to make, $100,000, you want to keep making more money, so it's never enough. And when you're doing this, time wait for no man. And when you're doing this, you are getting older, and by the time you know it, you are late 30s, early 40s, and then your life have passed you by and you can do absolutely nothing about it. So to me, when you are making money, also have fun alongside. There's no harm in having a little bit of fun. The problem is now when you forget the fact that you are supposed to be hustling and just spend your life wasting money, drinking, smoking, and having fun. You can do both. You can have fun and also make money, work to aim. Now the next one is, when you finally sit down to do the hard thing you have been avoiding only for it to be oh so easy. Jeez, I remember the first time in my old podcast, I wanted to have a guest on my podcast. And in case you don't know, I've been a shy person all my life. Like, I get this nervous wreck when I'm about to do something new. So my first guest was going to be someone, Umi. Yeah, her name was Umi. I kept postponing this. Like, anytime any ill luck happens, I'm so happy. And maybe I forget to record it, or I, you know, something happened that we couldn't have the interview. I was so happy because I was so scared. My palms, I kept sweating. I kept, you know, my heart kept beating so fast because of an interview. So when I decided to, like, you know, just do the damn thing, I said to just do this interview and get it over with. And then in the middle of the interview, like, I felt like, why was I so scared to do this in the first place? Like, why was this so hard for me to do? Because, like, I was enjoying what she was saying. I was enjoying her company. I was just enjoying myself and the conversation and the interview, and kept flowing. I even asked her questions that wasn't on my book. I wanted to know more. And I was like, damn, is this me, girl? And it actually was me. Because something that was so hard, something that was so, so hard for me to do, turned out to be so easy. So the thing is this, that thing that you think is so impossible for you to achieve, that thing you think that is so hard, just take that first step and just do it. It will actually turn out easier than you thought. So yeah, the thing is your mind, your brain, trying to trick you into thinking that thing you want to do is impossible and it is hard. But then just go against your brain for once and just take that first step into what you actually want to do. It will not be as hard as you thought it would be. Take it from me, I've experienced it, been there, done that. And I'm trying to tell you, that thing you're trying to run away from, that thing you're trying to hide from, that thing you are afraid of facing or doing because you think, like, oh shit, this is going to be hard, oh no, it's going to be so easy when you are doing it. And the next one is, after certain situations, you just don't feel the same about a person anymore. And that is what happens when you break someone's trust. Now, trust is so fragile. Like, it's that fragile thing that once broken, cannot be repaired, cannot be rebuilt. So that's why, you know, when people go about, you know, he cheated on me and I forgave him. Did you really forgive him? Because, like, any slight movement he makes, any tricky step he takes, you're like, "Are you cheating on me?" You never actually forget about what he did, and that trust you had in him is broken. So even though you decide to like continue with the relationship and, you know, keep, you know, maybe he will change, maybe things will be different, you will actually never forget about the fact that you don't trust him anymore. So that's one thing. There are some things that will happen, there are some situations you go through in life, and then you don't feel the same way about that person anymore, and it's normal. Like, some, like, you just don't anymore. And that is why people are like, you know, how best friends turn to strangers, how lovers turn to strangers. It's how life is. Once someone does something shady to you, once someone does something that is bad to you, you don't see that person in the same light anymore. And that's not a very terrible thing. That's like totally normal, actually. Now, the next one is, I'm not saying happy birthday to someone that didn't say it to me. And so when I went under the comments related to this tweet, I kept seeing things like, you know, grow up, be mature, and shit like that. And I was like, you guys don't understand. This is exactly who I am. And yes, you might be like, that's unhealthy, that's immature, that's blah blah, that's blah blah. This is who I am. Before I tell you happy birthday, you must have told me. Or I know you will tell me. It's not like me all up in your DM or popping your pictures on my status, happy birthday, happy birthday. When in my own turn, you didn't even tell me anything. You didn't even acknowledge the fact that I just turned a year older. So yes, it might seem immature. Like, I grabbed this tweet, actually I relate to it very well. It might seem immature, it might seem whatever, but, and I'm sure all these judgy people, all these judgmental people that were in her comment section, I'm sure they do the same, because like basically anyone I know does this. They actually check whether someone wished them happy birthday before they wish that person. That is why I even wrote, like, there is this magazine, my school magazine, that I wrote, life is a business transaction. If you didn't do it for me, I ain't doing it for you. So it might seem immature, but I know a lot of people do this, and to me, I actually do it. If you don't wish me, I won't wish you, and that's on period. And the next one is, I'm becoming so mature, it's actually boring. Jesus Christ, my God. Like, there's some things I would do normally, I don't do anymore. And I feel like my life is like this pattern right now. It's like I'm in a triangle, from this to that, from that to this, back to this and that. Like, some things don't amaze me anymore, some things don't seem funny to me anymore. I feel like as I'm getting older, my life is getting boring, and I'm trying to find ways to make sure that doesn't happen, because I am not about to live a boring life. I can't do that, I won't do that, I choose not to do that. But then there's something with maturity and boredom, I don't know what it is. But I'm trying to make sure that as I get older, as I mature, I don't lead my life into a life of boredom or just start making my life boring. But so far, what's been happening, that's exactly what's been happening. Because like things that I normally do, things I normally say, things that, you know, things that I see and I love it, they amaze me, they make me laugh, don't anymore. And I feel like I'm going somewhere else, to a different pathway, trying to lead a different life that I don't want to. But I'm trying to stay my life back in the right direction. I mean, as I'm getting older, doesn't mean I have to get boring or I have to, you know, start liking old things. No, it doesn't mean that. And I'm trying to make sure my life doesn't get in that direction. Now, the second to last one is, girls support girls. No, I only support nice girls. I don't support girls at all. Because everywhere I go, we are like women supporting women, girls supporting girls. But then it's like so hard for us to do. Women are always bringing down their fellow women, and I'm like, why do you guys do this? A guy, that's why bro code stands more than girl code, because like a guy will legit stand by his bro despite anything. So maybe he told his bro to lie for him, he will tell that lie. Told his bro to hide something for him, like, you know, maybe like, if my girl asks this, please say this. He will do that. Do it more than you even asked him to. But tell a girl to do something for you, oh my God, you are just wreaking havoc. So I see it everywhere, and I try to at times to do this, you know, women supporting women. But I find out that we don't do that. I don't know the reason. I don't know why we keep doing this to ourselves. Why can't we support each other? Why do women keep trying to bring other women down? That's why a woman will post something, You go to her comments and you see her fellow women dragging her down. Why? So in as much as I want to support women, I want to do women supporting women, I just find out that it's something that 100% won't stand, because I don't know what's with women and what's with them dragging each other down. But I just hope we finally stand on the same ground one day, united, and not just bringing each other down. Like you see a girl posting her friend's nude because of what her friend did. I don't understand. I don't get it. And sometimes mostly about a guy. And then we keep claiming this femininity. We keep claiming it. But every time we keep going against our fellow girls because of a guy. And it's something I don't understand, because I have done it. And after doing it, I kept asking myself, why? Why did I do this? Why did I try to do this with a fellow girl because of a guy? And I think we women need to work on a lot of things, because we really need to be there for each other. We actually do. And guys stand well together. But then why is that we find it so hard to stand united? That is something I keep wondering, and I just hope I find the answer to, because I don't know. I just hope one day we can decide to stand united on a ground, a single ground, without trying to, you know, fight each other or bring each other down. And the last one is, some people take sleeping so seriously they even buy pajamas. Like, dude, if I have my own house, if I get my own apartment, Lord, please, I know I'll be sleeping naked. And if not naked, just maybe a singlet, boxers, and that's it. I'm not all about, you know, finding matching pajamas. Maybe that will change in the future, who knows. But right now, matching pajamas, you know, all these luxury things, and, you know, making myself look so luxurious just for my bed, I'm not doing that anytime soon. Maybe in the future, maybe, nobody knows, but for now, no. And you know, I'm about to look for my outro. What is wrong with me? I should have memorized my outro by now. And this is weird, but I'll still say it. That concludes the end of this episode of You Need to Hear This, a Twitter podcast. Don't forget to join us on Saturday next week for another episode. Thank you for listening.